3:21 in the afternoon in Ukraine, where reporter Joseph Lindsley is. And Joe, we hear you've been traveling a lot lately. Is that right?
Yes, Bob. Good afternoon. I'm still in western Ukraine. I'm in a little village outside of the city of Ternopil. Ternopil. And I was just climbing up a ladder to a rooftop to get cell service, but we got it. We got connection here, so greetings from this small village. And the reason why I'm here, the first time I ever came to the Lviv region was 3 years ago. And, you know, we talked before about that TV show that was made about my former boss, Roger Ailes, and Fox News. And I went to the mountains of Georgia, which also neighbors Russia, across the Black Sea to hide out from all that craziness. And I had my friend Charlie and his brother wanted to come to Ukraine to find their ancestral roots. They grew up out in Chicagoland in Indiana. And they said, Joe, come join us. And so we came to this little village where they met their ancestors who they'd never met before, and I connected with their Ukrainian roots. And then they brought me to the city of Lviv. And so my friend Charlie has returned. He said he feels bad because he brought me to ultimately to a war zone. But here we are back in this village where I first became connected to this place. And I wanted to see how it's changed since the war began. And I can tell you more about that tomorrow as I talk to people here in the village. But there's a great gentleman here planting potatoes, digging up potatoes. There's chickens running around. And by all accounts, you know, life is continuing here. And so that's the good news. And we're going to after the radio, we'll have a little feast of the local hospitality. But the other news and the more difficult news, you know, I've mentioned before these Iranian drones, and the Russians are using them more and more. And so, for example, last night they had drone attacks on Odessa, on Kharkiv, and Mykolaiv. And these are kamikaze drones. They're really terrifying little machines. So that's kind of the small new threat. This is, you know, one of Russia's attempts to retaliate to the great progress that Ukraine is making on the ground. And as we speak about Iran, we should mention, you know, always remember, I mean, there's a revolution brewing in Iran right now. And those brave women that are refusing to wear the clothes mandated by the regime, you know, maybe that could help change the game here a little bit. And a lot of Ukrainians say, you know, almost 700,000 Russians have left Russia. We don't see them protesting wherever they are. You know, now they have free speech once they leave Russia. And, you know, if those 700,000 people had stayed and resisted like these women in Iran or like the Ukrainians in 2014, maybe things would be very different.
Mm. Yeah. And by the way, we should mention The Loudest Voice was the Showtime series on Fox News and Roger Ailes. And Joe Lindsley was portrayed by an actor in that series. And that's why you wanted to hide out for a while. Right, Joe?
Exactly. And, you know, I probably needed that for a while. But I, as I sit here and I look at this village and there's this beautiful gold dome church that I'm looking at and the fertile fields and the hardworking families. I'm so glad that I was brought to be here in wartime so I can share these stories with you all and with people around America. Mm-hmm. So it was a destiny to be here in this time.
We're talking about you doing a little traveling, and you also went to a children's hospital. What was that like? What was going on there, Joseph?
Yeah, we went to visit. So we have American and Polish friends who are visiting here for a few days, and they had been in communication with the main children's hospital in Lviv. And, you know, I think right now a lot of people, when they want to give money or foundations want to support Ukraine, they look more toward eastern Ukraine, where, you know, where the front lines are. But as I learned today in the hospital, you know, this Lviv, what happens when, let's say, we'll just talk about the children now, someone gets injured or they have a normal, you know, disease that you would have outside of war. In the eastern hospitals, all they can do now is perform triage. You know, there's so many injuries. And so let's say a kid has a broken or fractured bone. They can just kind of basically put the kid together just enough to put the kid on the medical train. And because there's no medevacs, there's no helicopters, no aircraft that are able, you know, are in use. Mm-hmm. And so Ukraine has created these amazing hospital trains that bring the wounded, including sick children, to Lviv. And this hospital gets about 2 days' notice before a new train is coming, and they have to scramble and find room to house all these children. And I was talking with the chief of cardiology. Yeah, sorry, I forget with Ukrainian and English, with the cardiology ward. Mm-hmm. And right now, the children are sharing space with adults, and the doctor said every day they have to decide who's a more urgent case. Mm. There's a lot of difficult decisions they have to make. but who can we treat right now, looking at the children and the adults? And so they told us, for example, before the war, they were about to build a new unit. They need $600,000 for that. And all that money disappeared. And so it's very important that we can learn these stories and share, you know, these are the real types of evolving needs in this war. Mm-hmm. But that image of the children traveling on these 20-hour trains that are turned into sort of, you know, miniature hospitals to bring them to Lviv so they can get treatment. And remember, you know, the multi-layers of suffering that are occurring because of this Russian invasion.
That reminds me, I saw a text from a listener the other day here, Joseph, and it said, Bob, please give a site for donations for Joseph in Ukraine. And, of course, we're talking about donations to help the people there. Is there a website that you direct people to?
Yeah, well, for example, for small donations to sustain our volunteer operation of gathering supplies and bringing them to different parts of Ukraine, and for our media efforts, which is all volunteer, you can go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com and you can click the donate button there. But if anyone wants to, you know, if you're talking about money, like $600,000 for a hospital, please do not donate that there. You can get in touch with us on that website, and we can you know, begin to make those arrangements. But you know, maybe one thing I can start doing, Bob, is, you know, every few days, you know, share a different charity, a different website that we've got to know that we trust, so people can know where to give based on, you know, because people want to support things in different ways. Some people want to support specifically the military, but it's also important that someone's thinking about these children, for example, that have heart problems, you know, which is not an ailment of war, but they still need help. And so there's many ways people can participate.
UkrainianFreedomNews.com. Joseph Lindsley, we will talk again tomorrow. Thank you, and we'll hear more about your travels on Friday. Be safe.
Thank you, Bob.